Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
I was off yesterday.
Yeah.
And this happened a few years ago. I had a very bad cold, and I took the day off. And I had someone on Facebook that was like, oh, I can't believe you took the day off. I still had to go and work construction and do blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry, your job sucks.
Who said that?
That's some jackwagon on Facebook. Doesn't matter.
They said it to you on Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe you called in sick. You word for a female's reproductive organ that I won't use on here. But here's the deal. Back in the day when I didn't have sick days and I would not get paid when I didn't come into work, I would go into work. But guess what? They give me days where they say, hey, if you're not feeling well, stay home and get better. Also, what we do for a living is talk. Nobody really honestly wants to hear me sounding the way I do right now.
I think you sound fine.
I think it's
all in your head.
No,
but
you're
I'm
right.
Glad you
There's
took
a
the
lot
day
of congestion.
Off.
There's a lot of congestion in my head. But it's funny, when someone comes into a radio station with a cold, everyone's like, nope, get away from me.
Exactly.
Get away from me. Because
I know.
You're up against a microphone, you're touching other things. It's different than working construction or landscaping when you're outside.
Yeah, this is a petri dish.
Yes, you're stuck in the same. There's carpeted walls in here that just hold disease.
I'm going to be the translator for that person. Hey, I feel like I'm a buddy. I could be a bro buddy with Jackson. Poke the bear a little
bit. That's exactly what it is. But there is still a certain part of that that they wear it as a pride. Like, I got up and went into work with 104 temperature. Okay, you're stupid. You shouldn't do that. Maybe you should stay home.
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry that you don't have a career that allows you to stay home when you're under the weather.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, I do. Am I suspicious that they're going to pay me to not be here? Sure. But do they do it? Absolutely. And we were discussing this on Monday because I said, hey, there's a possibility I might have to take a day off. I've only used one sick day since we've been together in February.
That's right.
So
I've taken more sick days. Oh, that was horrible when I woke up that one day with like a horrible fever. And I was like, I am dead. I cannot come in. I'm legit taking a sick day. But I am glad that I saw a headline about Wisconsin proposing to actually do 12 weeks of paid leave for people having babies, because that is a misconception. When I started having my babies, I figured, oh, maternity leave. The company pays you. You still get your paycheck for those 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Wrong. It depends on who you're working for.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, that's already a thing. It's through the federal government. It's called FMLA, the family. Oh, Family Leave,
Medical Leave Act, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Wrong. That is just protecting your job, that your job will be there. It's not giving you a paycheck. So do you know how hard it is to decide, how long should I stay away from work because I need to make money, but I'm a new mom and my baby is needing my boobs every 2 hours. How am I going to do this? It's tough.
The only reason I'm against that is because I don't want people to have kids anymore. That's really mainly the only reason that I'm against this, is I'm sick and tired of people reproducing. Like, we need to slow some stuff down right now, and I'm not looking to give anyone incentive to have any more children.
Stop! Oh my gosh! You know what? We need a stop counter. I said that as a joke the other day to Jackson when I realized I say the word stop to him when a stop jar. We used to have a swear jar when I grew up, and that's why I don't swear, because I'm frugal, and it was 25 cents.
My dad could use the F word in a five-word sentence seven times. That's how good he was with that word. He could use it two other times. You didn't realize it was in there. No, but one thing that I will say about this, people are going to get mad about this where it doesn't affect their lives.
Exactly. It doesn't affect you.
Well, why is it that you should? Why are you against something that doesn't matter to you? Why are you? I don't think that people should. Why do you care? It has no effect on your life. Why do you give a crap?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you voicing your opinion on things that will have no effect on you, that will only help somebody else?
Yes.
Like, if you decide to destroy this environment by having more children, then that's on you. I'm not gonna say, well, you shouldn't. No. If you need the time off, you should. And here's the deal. Kind of like we did an episode a few weeks ago called It Won't Work Here. They do that everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else in the world, people get paid leave. All right? Literally, every other industrialized nation that is on the same par as we are does this. England, Canada. I know we don't like to think about Canada a lot. It works there, but people over here go, nope, won't work here. Nope,
there's enough research for it too, because yes. Think of the ripple effect. So here I am then going back to work too early. So I try to get my paycheck. Now I'm getting sick. Now I'm stressing out. Now my baby's getting sick.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the ripple effect. And we're in 2019. There's enough research out there to show the size. Like, it works. So just give me the money so I can stay home for a couple extra weeks with my baby.
That's exactly.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, if you do decide to do that, then yes, you should have a chance to recover like you should and have the time with your family. When Lily was born, I took a week off of work at my job to be with my family so I could get used to being a dad and things like that. I know someone who is his work gives him paternity leave.
Good.
And he's had a chance. They got two kids at home, and they're a pretty tough family, I got to say, though. Like, 2 days after the kid was born, they went tent camping. Like, they're pretty hardcore, but still, you got to get used to the new routine. Like, it's everything in your life changes when you bring a new human into the world.
And paying for something new, paying for those diapers. Yeah. So if I'm not getting my paycheck, how am I paying for those diapers? So there's the other ripple effect where it's like, wait a minute, now I went 6 weeks without a paycheck. Now I'm becoming a poor person versus a middle class person go out to eat and I contribute to our economy.
But Steph, if they do that, then how will a CEO put another pool inside of his jet? I mean, that's what we need to worry about.
Sorry to vent for a little bit. I just love that headline and the comments that were coming with it. Like, what? Because people don't realize it if they haven't been through that situation. I thought people already got paid. My friend John, he thought people got paid to go have babies. It's like, no, we don't get paid to go have babies. You guys, stop.
That's the benefit of having a kid. Somebody's going to pay you to do it.
Yes, exactly. So looking at some of the comments right now on our Facebook page, today's Q106 on Facebook. Ooh, I like that, Aaron. I should have a stop jar for my kids. Yes, you're onto something here.
What do you mean?
Where they have to put some of their allowance into the jar. If
are you telling
something.
Them to stop, or are they saying, stop, mommy's hitting me?
Yeah, like, okay, girl, grab a quarter and put it in the stop jar.
Yeah, but then what happens when the kid goes, mom, can I borrow a quarter? These kids ain't got no money. That's what Lily would do. She'd go right into my wallet.
I'm trying. They make a quarter for folding laundry. They're 5 and 6 years old. That's how they make the money. It's like, okay, and here's another thing I'm trying to teach them. If they pick up somebody else's mess or fold somebody else's laundry, then I give them an extra quarter.
Oh, well, that's very nice
of
you.
Try and teach them, like, hey, if you go above and beyond, do something that's not really yours.
Something I was teaching Lily that she got a good lesson of. She was working, and she would come home and be like, this person wasn't doing blah, 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 blah. And I said to her, this is something that I'm glad you're realizing now. Through the whole rest of your life, you're going to work with people who don't give a crap. And that's just how it is. And what you're going to do is you're going to have to do their job for them. Mm. And that's just how that is. Like, just get used to that. You're going to be spending a lot of time cleaning up messes that aren't yours. But eventually, the boss is going to, they always notice, the boss will notice person A not doing crap, person B doing their work plus person A's work. I'm going to advance person B. Like, that's, they will always, always, and I know it doesn't seem like they're going to notice, but the cream will always rise. And she got a big dose of that. Like, I don't want to do somebody else's work. You will do it, and you will do it with a smile on your face because the boss will then notice that.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. That's going to be all throughout your life. Sometimes you're going to have a bearded co-host who's not going to do crap, and you got to do all the
true.
Work.
That's not true.
You got to do all the work.
Do you want to talk about the man cold real quick right here? Okay.
Yeah.
On our morning show, we're about to jump on it. Hang on.
Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. What's the weather going to be like today? Ooh, another possibility of showers again. So if you're like me and you have a cold, good day to stay inside. High of 51, and I don't see anything past 55 for the foreseeable future. So we may be in that time of year right now, unless an Indian summer shows back up. It is 40 at 542.
Let's talk about the man cold for a little bit. And chime in. We're on today's Q106 Facebook page right now. We started chatting about this on our daily podcast, which is called Social Mornings. Just search Social Mornings wherever you get podcasts. And I brought up to Jackson because he took a sick day yesterday due to a horrible cold. He bounced back really quick. I'm like, is this whole man cold? Is it just a joke nowadays that got blown out of proportion? Because in my house, I'll admit it, I am more of a baby when it comes to getting sick than my husband, where I'm the one saying, honey, can you grab me this? Honey, I don't want to get out of bed. Honey, can you do the laundry? I'm that person.
See, my wife, he doesn't handle a cold very well, but I do a really good job of taking care of her. I go above and beyond. So when I'm sick, I ask for a little bit more. Not more than what I did for her, but more than I normally would. Like, hey, will you? And I never ask anyone in my life, I'm not sure about you, but do you ever ask your husband to get you a glass of water?
Yes.
I
all the time.
I could probably count on one hand how many times in the 10 years I've known my wife that I've asked her to get me a glass of water.
You're right. Brad doesn't ask me for water. I'm the one that always says, hey, honey, I'm already in bed. I'm all cozy. Can you bring me a glass of water?
Yes, there's not enough fingers and toes in this room to count how many glasses of water I've got my wife in the last week. And it's only Wednesday. So when I do have a cold, that's when then I'll be like, yeah, will you run to the store and get me Gatorade?
Yeah.
So I will milk that a little bit. But I will say this, though, as much of the business as guys get for being babies on a man cold, I know guys that will take a piece of rebar through their foot and walk it off. Like, you know, yeah, I've got 3 nails in my head. Whatever. What am I, a sissy? Of course I'm going to keep working. But then when they get the sneezes, yeah, oh, I'm down, brother. I'm down. I'm down and out.
Yeah, so are Jackson and I in the minority? Is the majority of you realizing, no, my man is the baby. When he gets the cold, he's a wuss.
Yeah, who in your family handles the cold worse?
Yes.
Is it you or is it your significant other?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your gender? We want to do a little social experiment right now. Is it really actually legit where the man does not handle the cold? Do we have a comment that you're reading?
Yes.
Here, what do you got?
Oh my gosh, Shannon's already saying true that, and Helen's already giving the laugh emoji, so I think we're in the minority.
Oh yeah. Well, feel free to chime in. 608-321-1063. You can call us or text us or jump on our Facebook page. Our social mornings is going on right now. You can join the conversation right there. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, Erin is saying that her husband asked her for water or
really?
To go grab his charger that the kids steal. Honey, go grab the charger.
See, I will do that because my wife takes the charger on tour. So, and I'm sassy about that. I'm like, phone charger, where's it at?
Uh-huh.
It's in the kitchen. Well, how about you go get it? Because it doesn't belong in the kitchen. It belongs where it always is, in the living room where everyone has access to it. If you move it somewhere, you got to move it back.
Yes.
All right, one of our favorite callers, Val. Who's the bigger baby when it comes to getting a cold, you or your significant other?
Oh, that would definitely be my husband. He had a heart attack and went to work that night. He has a cold. He's dead on the couch.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's certain things where a guy's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm half dead. No, you know, yeah, I got hit by a truck. Of course I'm fine. But then you get the sneezes and you're like, no, I'm down.
Really? So the man cold is legit, but he has a heart attack and he goes back to work.
Legit, he did. He had a car heart attack. Didn't realize it. Went to work that night. I had to take him to the hospital the next day. The last cold he had, he was on the couch all weekend whining and sleeping. I go to work with one dose of DayQuil when I have a cold.
Interesting.
And I suffer the rest of the day when it wears off.
Oh my gosh,
man.
Val. Okay,
well,
good to know.
Much.
That's perfect. Bye, thank you. It's the man harder sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I was saying, where the guy had a heart attack, you know, but he's like, oh, what am I, a sissy? No, what am I not? Yeah, of course, give me a cheeseburger and a carton of cigarettes, you know, but got a cold. Somebody needs to take care of me right now. I'll call an ambulance.
Oh, Shannon brought up a good point. She's getting deep. I think it's because they are legit going back to their childhood.
Oh, where mom takes care of them.
That's sweet. Now you're making me think of when my baby gets sick. When Bryce gets sick, I mean, just the look in their eyes, it totally changes and you hate it. You're like, oh, where's their life? Where is it? I hope it comes back soon. But man, that could be something. I think my kids bounce back so much faster than I do too.
Lily bounces back pretty quick.
So amazing.
It's a joke in our family. This happened a few years ago. We told Lily to clean her room, and she didn't. And Mackenzie very rarely will holler at Lily.
Okay.
We don't really... Ever since I quit smoking weed a few months ago, I don't really yell as much as I used to at the house anymore. My mood has really leveled out nicely. But we try not to yell. But every once in a while, you gotta get mad at these kids. You know that. You got
I
three
yell
kids.
All the time. Okay.
Well, you got three little kids. That's the only way they'll hear you.
Yes.
So one day, Lily, we've been telling her all week to clean her room. Mackenzie goes upstairs. Lily's room is not clean.
Okay.
Mackenzie gets very upset. Mm-hmm. Is crying because Lily's been lying to her.
Ooh.
All right. Then she starts yelling at her.
Okay.
All right. 10 minutes later, Lily's in the bathroom throwing up. All right.
Oh no.
She's so sick. And then she's got it both ends. She's got a pot in her hand and she's sitting on it and she is so sick. So sick. And I go upstairs because she's in a state of undress.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie's dealing with her. And Mackenzie's in the office and she's upset. And I went, what's wrong? She goes, did I make her sick by yelling at her? Did I make her sick? So there's a joke where every time Lily's sick, I go, hey, don't yell at her. You're going to make her sick.
Oh,
like
it's
the last thing you need
good.
To do. Mackenzie will yell the flu right into
oh,
you.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
But Lily was sick for like 2 days on that one. But then after that, she was fine. Was back at school and was okay. Like she woke up. I was on the couch yesterday. And she left to go to school, and Mackenzie woke me up, and she goes, yeah, Lily's not feeling good either. I went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I said that she was sniffly and stuff like that, and said, but yeah, but she went to school. And I went, okay, at least she still went to school.
Oh, my gosh. That's so tough.
Yeah, she's a tough kid. Yeah, but I think also because she knows there's nothing to do at home. Like, I didn't like to miss school a lot in high school because that's where everybody was. I had a friend that skipped all the time. I don't want to skip. That's where everybody is. I want to go to school.
Oh, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Maguanago High School.
Yeah?
They had the career day, and if you remember a few weeks ago, you live feeders were part of that when we recorded an episode.
Do they like it?
They liked it. They're going to use it every year.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, they said it went great.
Heck yeah.
So thank you for being part of that, and you can find the video on YouTube if you ever want to know a little bit behind the scenes and what a radio station looks like. And
I didn't swear either.
Yes.
I did pretty good on that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was good. So thank you for that. I just wanted to give you a little recap. I think we titled it Career Day, so you can even search that episode and then find the video on YouTube as well.
That's cool. I'm really glad that they were able to use that because we did things a little bit differently. I mean, who knows if they're like, hey, yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it's not something that we can go ahead and use. And I love explaining to people what it is that we do and just kind of seeing behind the scenes. I never saw what a radio station looked like until I came in here on my first day at work. I never had any idea. I went to a radio station one time in Chicago. We were on a trip for a marketing class, and we went down to a radio station in Chicago, and I got to see, and that was back when they had carts and things like that. They would have to change out in CDs and stuff like that, but I had no idea what they always thought they were always dark, which JJO is, our sister station.
Yes.
They always keep it dark in there, but I never had any idea, and I love being able to show people, like, this is actually a viable career that you can still do as long as companies want to hire live people.
Comedian Charlie Behrens, you know Manitowoc Minute.
Yeah.
He went through my first radio station, UW Whitewater, WSUW, and it's exactly the same. He was even looking through all the CDs that we used to play. They have shelves of CDs still, and it still looks like such a college radio station, which it should be. It's awesome. And he was even having fun touring the radio station, and a poster of Moby came up. He's like, wait, can we talk about Moby? Was he Me Too'd?
I don't think he was. I think he Me Too'd other people.
Oh, okay.
But WSUM, the Madison, is a very cool radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Very. I never went to college for radio, but what you would think about, like, if they're to make a movie about a college radio station, they could shoot it at WSUM. They still have like stickers and posters and all kinds of stuff from the history of it because a lot of people learned how to radio in there.
You got to get that hands-on experience.
You betcha. Well, we're going to keep our hands to ourselves and we're going to wrap up the podcast here. Thank you so much.
Are you actually going to wash your hands today, Jackson?
Yeah, I got stuff.
Got hand sanitizer so
right
I don't
there,
get
which
sick?
I'm pretty sure it's a weird color. I'm not sure if that is hand sanitizer or other stuff, but either way.
We are in a radio station. Things happen.
Yes, we are. That's right. Don't eat the food in the break room. We're going to wrap up. Again, please like, share, download, do all that kind of stuff. We love it when you do that. And we'll be on tomorrow, but then off on Friday because we're out of studio. So, and then the following Friday after that, we'll be off again because I will be out of studio. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have yourselves a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.